T-Mobile.
TMW. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. And let me turn this down. And TFW. My mind's a scramble today. How are you doing today? And give me your name.
Yeah, the name is Ken. Kilo Echo November.
Yeah, you're just about neighbors up there with me, aren't you, Ken?
Damn, I need to get over there and meet you one time. I probably pass you a bunch in the store and just don't know.
Well, you're welcome, sir. We're just leaving the doctor's office, Ken, and headed towards home. And, gosh, I don't know what kind of propagation you're into, HF, VHF, or what. I know you do VHF, but, I do the HF thing usually of an evening. But if you want to drop over, you're welcome anytime. And glad to show you around. Well, we just got out of the doctor's office and got a pretty good report. He put Bernice on one more blood pressure pill. She gets wound up around these doctors, so her blood pressure always goes high anyways. But I think he did the right thing today. But other than that, she checked out pretty good considering what she's been through.
Well, I'll say hello, Miss Bernice. And then, I went to the doctor's the other day. Somehow last year I lost like 25 pounds and wasn't trying. So I needed to get checked out, make sure everything appears to be okay still. And I do HF. I did a little bit of the Winterfield day. I made, 51 contacts on that. So I was doing pretty decent.
And I presume it was all on CW, wasn't it, Ken?
No, CW. I think about 1,200 contacts in 68 countries, but it's all on phone.
Jerking your chain. I don't have CW, but I get up there and operate phone at times. It just depends on what's on the air. There wasn't much on the air last night. I got sleepy, so, I just shut it off and went to bed, but, the big thing coming up is that Beauvais de-expedition, but, I usually wait about several days before I try to get in on that, because it's a god-awful mess whenever they do a de-expedition anywhere, but that one's going to be there, 24 days or something. I think a lot of that, when they get that close to Antarctica, depends on the weather.
You'll have to tell me more about it, and I guess I'll see it on some of the spotting networks, and I'll try to squeeze myself in there. Hopefully I'll be able to hear it. At least I got an antenna that's at least bi-directional now instead of a wire that's, not directional.
Oh, I have wires, and that's all Bill's ever had, and N4IQ, and he's on the honor roll. He's got like 343 countries, Ken. So, don't knock the wires. I never thought that they'd be as good as they are, but I got news for you. They work like a champ. And a nice beam on a tower is better, I'm sure. There's more gain, but I got 302 countries, and I never did even pay attention to that until we got down here. I wasn't even on Logbook of the World. I just had a finger and a VFO.
I got that 450D, and my first one was that mystery antenna, wire antenna, and it worked very well. I can't complain at all about it. I got most of my countries that way, but we had to cut down the trees because they were just too big and everything, and afraid they were going to fall on the house. So then I got this, just like a umbrella-looking frame thing from MFJ, and that, and it works pretty good.
Do sort of like a spider beam. Well, I had a 50-foot tower and a beam up in Kansas, and it worked quite well. But I never owned an amplifier for 19 years, so I got most of mine with just 100 watts. And really, enjoyed it. CW is a lot stronger signal than the sideband about getting through because it's narrow bandwidth, but so it's like having an amplifier, you might say. But I enjoy it very much. Ariel, in my 4G, called me the other night and told me where they were operating on CW, and I went up there and made some contacts with them, and then one on sideband. I think that was the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and you were probably with the Bars Club, weren't you? I know W4DJW told me about that this morning. I didn't know that there was two of them going on because I haven't been to the meetings lately, Ken. This is N0TR Mobile.
FW. Yeah, I went up there to the Blue Ridge one. I wanted to meet a couple of the guys. I mean, Dave just lives down the street from me, and I had never met him. Talked to him a bunch, but have never met him, just like yourself there and that. I didn't make any contacts when I was out there. We was just, me and my wife were up there just to meet some folks and that, and I didn't even get on until I got home later that evening and that. But, I mean, just 100 watts I've gotten New Zealand and Alaska and Hawaii. So my goal is to get at least 100 countries down on that 100 watts before I decide to do anything else.
Yeah, and you can do that. The propagation's coming back, although the sunspots fell here in the last week or so. If I'm going by memory, and Bernice has been in the hospital, and my memory's been shattered here lately. We've just been running from doctor to doctor. In fact, we missed a dentist appointment today because we got home and there was water in the floor, and one of us had left the freezer on the bottom of one of our refrigerators down in the basement, and it was a mess, and we got to messing with that and overlooked the dentist appointment. That's only one for her in her life and one for me, so that's not bad, but... Yeah, the other night I worked New Zealand and Antarctica and, the Seychelles Islands. I like to get them out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. There's times when the propagation's there that you could work them on a coat hanger, I think, but... the propagation wasn't that good, but I got him, and whenever they get out to around 10,000 miles, that's the ones that'll stretch your antenna a little bit, Tim.
Matt, I heard one, it was on an island just I guess it's east of Madagascar. And it's like, man, I tried my best to get back there, but there was so many, you know what I mean? Probably if he'd been, you know, just calling and nobody was calling him, I probably could have made it.
Down in there's a lot of them. And, I worked Crozet the other day, and that was just one operator, and he had two TS-590 Kenwoods. I suppose they're the same as the one I got. I got the SG model, or he might even had S's, I don't know. But he was working by himself and doing FT8 and then mostly CW, I think. But that one at Seychelles is Sierra 79, and it's out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. I'd worked them before years ago, but you don't hear them too often. But be on the lookout for a 3 Yankee, 0 Yankee, I think it is. That'll be Bow Bay. And it's south of South Africa, 2,500 miles down towards Antarctica. And that's a good one.
The propagation to get a little bit better than that, but, you know, probably if I'd stay up a little bit later at night or get up a little earlier in the morning, I could probably make some of those stations, you know, when they weren't too busy. But, you know, I get up at 4, so we usually turn in with the chickens and that. So, you know, I lose a little bit of opportunity, but I'll get there eventually. And I'm glad that Miss Bernice is doing a little bit better now.
Again, yeah, she is. Boy, we about lost her there, and I'm just glad that piece off her carotid artery didn't hit her brain, but it did hit her eye, and she lost a lot of vision there, but it's doing better. But this is Gerald T.R. With the man on the mountain. But I asked Ariel one time, I have 8 bands on DXCC, all of them but one, and that's 160 meters, and I don't really use it a lot, but they had a contest last week, and I thought, well, there'll be a lot of DX on there, but you know, worked all states on 160. I just, you know, I get too tired. I don't have the endurance. But the band scope was just saturated. I mean, just literally hundreds and hundreds of contacts that you could have made all over the United States. But I asked Ariel in Y4G, I said, and he's one of the finest DXers I know, him and Bill and 4IQ, and there's a lot of good ones out there, George and different ones. But I asked Ariel, I said, how in the world did you get DXCC on 160? He said, it was a lot of sleepless nights, Tom. Go ahead, Kent.
DFW. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. To get over there on the other side of the world, you're going to have to be on their schedule and everything. I've listened to 160. I can listen. I just can't really tune up on 160. I don't have anything yet. I'll have to get a long wire for it and that. But just wanted to say we'll be praying for Miss Bernice and that she make the full recovery.
Thanks, Ken. Everybody on here has been very nice and courteous and prayers, and we appreciate it all. Yeah, my wire antenna for that is a Carolina Wyndham, and it's 265 feet long, I think. And then I have a super loop, and it's about 100 feet long, roughly. And then I have a 160 meter vertical. That's probably your best choice if, as far as length goes, because it's an inverted L. It just goes straight up and then angles off. And it's a lot easier than, well, I go over 4 different houses here, but I'm kind of out behind them in the timber. And so I got gracious neighbors that they never hear me anyways, but they had to allow me to do that. And they said, oh, yeah, go ahead, Tom. I don't know why, but for some reason they like me. But we have great neighbors up here. In fact, DJW used to live right next to me here up there before we moved here. But Ken, we've arrived home, and I honked at my neighbor. He's out there working on his deck, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, give me a call sometime, and you're welcome to come over, and I'll show you what we got. This is NGLTR, Claire, with your final.
Mr. Tom and Miss Bernice and that. I hope you guys have an awesome evening, and it was great to talk to you, Annette. And you have a good one, and I'll probably take you up on coming over sometime. KN4 TFW.
And if you haven't got my phone number, I'll give it to you. And let me know when you're coming, because we might do it all these or something. We don't stray too far. KN4 TFW. KO4 TFW, I think it is. I'm sorry, Ken, you'll have to correct me. This is NGLTR 73.
You got it right.